USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal investigators have identified two .45 caliber guns used in the shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building that left 12 people dead. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
I'm a doctor. I served in Desert Storm. I have been in situations such as this, and it was important to me to go to our hospitals and thank the doctors, the nurses, and the staff. And I can let you know I also had the opportunity to speak with some of the families. They send their thanks for the heroic deeds that were performed yesterday, and I want to assure you that they are all being well cared for.
ATF Special Agent Ashawn Benedict.
At this time, we're also working with our law enforcement partners to look at the ballistics from the weapons discharge and also our ballistic network of NIBIN to see if they correspond with any other shootings.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
The Arkansas River has hit record levels, putting communities along its banks in danger. National Weather Service meteorologist Dylan Cooper.
We're still anticipating the water to keep going up for most of the areas here in central and southeastern Arkansas. The crests should make their way down the river as we go through the rest of this weekend into next week.
The issue of statehood for Washington, D.C. is back once again. For the first time in 26 years, the House will hold a hearing on statehood for the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton made the announcement via tweet, saying the July 24th hearing is what she termed a monumental step forward for equality and self-government for D.C. Norton has introduced D.C.'s statehood bill several times, most recently in January, when the bill had a record-high 205 co-sponsors. Republicans have consistently opposed making the nation's capital the 51st state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Danish-born socialite who was convicted but later acquitted of trying to kill his wealthy wife has died at 92. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It was a case that gripped the nation. Klaus von Bülow, convicted in Rhode Island in 1982 of attempted murder for putting his wife Martha Sunny von Bülow in an irreversible coma to gain her fortune. The conviction was overturned on appeal, though, led by Alan Dershowitz, and he was acquitted at his second trial in 1985. The first jury claimed Sonny's coma was caused by insulin injections administered secretly by her husband, but the second jury did not reach the same conclusion. Dershowitz wrote a book about the case called Reversal of Fortune. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Japan are warning nations to get serious about North Korea. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Japan's defense minister said Saturday that North Korea remains a threat to global security, urging the international community to work closely to achieve denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We need to enhance surveillance on a global scale while strengthening effort locally to ensure the full implementation of sanctions.
He also criticized Pyongyang's recent firing of short-range ballistic missiles as being in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, while emphasizing that defense authorities should maintain deterrence against North Korea.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.